New music right there from Sum 41, Landmines. And now chocolate. Is chocolate being wiped out by a virus? Looks like viruses just don't target humans. A viral disease is ravaging the cacao trees in West Africa. That is where more than half the world's chocolate originates. This is in from Ghana and the Ivory Coast. They're calling it cacao swollen shoot virus disease, or CSSVD. VD? Whoa. It spreads thanks to the mealy bugs that feed on the trees. Once infected, the plant exhibits some symptoms, right? Like swelling of the stems and roots, red veins on immature leaves, and the cacao pod shrinking. Experts estimate that it's caused harvest losses of 15 to 20% in Ghana, which may not seem like a lot, but that's actually a lot of chocolate. 254 million cacao trees in recent years. Fighting the virus has been tough, mostly because the mealybugs have become highly resistant to pesticides. There is hope through vaccines. Yes, scientists have begun inoculating crops with vaccines. They do work, but the problem is they're expensive, and many of these farmers are low paid. No. The main question you're probably asking is, okay, so this really impact the availability of chocolate? Because we kind of need our chocolate, don't we? Hard to say, but the New York Post is sounding the alarm. One expert says this virus is a real threat to the global supply of chocolate. And the Post says you might want to stock up while you can. This isn't the only issue. The chocolate industry has already begun dealing with supply chain disruptions because of climate change and causing poor harvests and jacking up prices. So some of the companies that process the cacao haven't been able to afford the beans. Aw, man. Get your chocolate now.
Do you want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Patrick in the Morning, only on 96.7 PayCal Rocks.